everyone! It's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 501. And today is Mr. Men Monday! Now, the next story has been chosen by different children across the world. It has been chosen by Harvey. Hello, Harvey, and happy birthday to you. Have a great day. It has been chosen by Nate. Hello, Nate. And it has been chosen by Marcia. Hello, Marcia. The story they have chosen is called Mr. Fussy. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. Mr. Fussy by Roger Hargreaves. Mr. Fussy was fussy about everything. Absolutely everything had to be neat and tidy and in its proper place. Mr. Fussy spent all day and every day rearranging his furniture and making sure the flowers grew in a straight line in his garden and trying to find specks of dust where there couldn't possibly be specks of dust because he spent all of his time making sure there weren't any specks of dust. One fine morning, Mr. Fussy was having breakfast. He was very fussy about what he ate. He opened the marmalade pot. "Ugh!" he exclaimed. "It's got bits in it!" And he spent the rest of the morning separating the bits from the marmalade. Or if you prefer, the marmalade from the bits. Fussy old fusspot. That's what people used to call him. Then Mr. Fussy went out into the garden and spent the rest of the day straightening all the blades of grass on his lawn. Fussy old fusspot. That evening, Mr. Fussy was in his kitchen, ironing his shoelaces. I'll say it again, ironing his shoelaces, when he heard a crash outside. "What's to do?" he murmured to himself, and hurried outside to investigate. There, with a broken garden gate in one hand, an old battered suitcase in the other, and a sheepish grin on his face, stood an untidy person, Mr. Clumsy. "Whoops," he said, holding up the garden gate. "Ooh, it came off in my hand." "Who?" spluttered Mr. Fussy, looking in horror at his garden gate. "Who are you?" "I'm Mr. Clumsy," replied the untidy person, grinning, and he stepped forward to shake Mr. Fussy's hand, but tripped over and fell onto the lawn. "My grass! My grass!" cried Mr. Fussy. "My straight grass! You've bent it!" And he got down on his hands and knees and started straightening the grass. "But who are you?" he asked over his shoulder. "And why are you here?" "Ooh, I'm your cousin," replied Mr. Clumsy. "Your long-lost cousin from Australia. I've come to visit." "Aren't you pleased to see me?" continued Mr. Clumsy cheerfully, knocking over a flower or two as he got up and picked up his suitcase, knocking over another flower or two, or three, or four, or five, or six, or seven, or eight, or nine, or ten. Mr. Fussy, quite obviously, wasn't pleased to see him. "Oh, you'd better come in." "Ooh, I see," remarked Mr. Clumsy, looking through the front door of Mr. Fussy's house. "Ooh, I say, what a neat little place you've got here." And he stepped inside and tripped over his shoelaces, he often does, and knocked over a chair and dropped his suitcase and fell in an untidy heap on the floor. "Ooh, whoops," he said. Mr. Fussy shut his eyes and heaved a sigh and groaned silently to himself. Later that evening, after Mr. Fussy had cooked them a meal, and after Mr. Clumsy had helped with the washing up, well, two broken plates, they sat down and they started to talk. Mr. Fussy sat, as he always did, in a neat and tidy fashion. Mr. Clumsy sat, as he always did, in a not-so-neat and tidy fashion. "How long are you staying for?" asked Mr. Fussy. "Ooh, I don't know," grinned Mr. Clumsy. "A few days, a week, a year. I haven't actually decided yet." When he awoke in the morning, Mr. Fussy jumped out of bed and went into his bathroom. Oh, no, he gasped. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Mr. Clumsy had been there before him. The towels lay in a heap on the floor. The bath was full of water. There were pools of water all over the bathroom floor and half a tube of toothpaste. What a mess. Mr. Fussy made it all neat and tidy as quickly as he possibly could. Then Mr. Fussy hurried downstairs. Morning, said his cousin cheerfully. I've cooked you breakfast. Sit down. There was an awful mess everywhere. There we are, said Mr. Clumsy, carrying a plate of fried eggs. Broken fried eggs towards the table. Breakfast! And then he tripped over the shoelaces of his, and the eggs flew through the air, and then they landed all over Mr. Fussy. Sticky, greasy, yellow fried eggs. Whoops! Said Mr. Clumsy. After a week, Mr. Fussy's house didn't look like Mr. Fussy's house any more at all. But after 2 weeks, Mr. Clumsy decided to move on. Thank you for having me, he said to Mr. Fussy. It was very nice to see you, replied Mr. Fussy politely. But what he was thinking was, it's very nice to see you going. Yes, it is. Cheerio, said Mr. Clumsy. And off he went with his battered old suitcase. Goodbye, called Mr. Fussy, really meaning, goodbye and good riddance and never ever come back. Then Mr. Fussy fussed around his house as he never fussed before. Fussy, old fusspot, polishing and mending and repairing and straightening and sorting out and cleaning and putting everything back exactly as it had been before Mr. Clumsy had come to stay. He even dusted the flowers in the garden. I'll say it again. He even dusted the flowers in the garden. That evening, Mr. Fussy was in his kitchen, polishing an egg. Very strange. When he heard a crash outside. Oh no, he groaned. Not Mr. Clumsy back again. It can't be. It mustn't be. It isn't. And it wasn't. It was somebody else. Somebody who had just walked straight through Mr. Fussy's garden gate. Somebody who can't help having little accidents. Somebody you may have met before. Hello, smiled Mr. Bump. I've come to visit the end. Wow, boys and girls, what a fantastic story all about Mr. Fussy. So who are you, boys and girls? Are you like Mr. Fussy? Are you like Mr. Clumsy? Or are you like Mr. Bump? Which one is Mr. Charlton? I think I'm a little bit fussy. I'm a little bit like Mr. Fussy. I will see you all very, very soon on Mr. Men Monday or Little Miss Monday on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1, bye, bye, bye. Bye. Bye.